Okay, so catching up on the Broncos here. Obviously, a real good football team. Their record reflects that. They're good in all three phases of the game. I think they're well coached. Obviously, a lot of good players. They're good on offense, good on defense, good in the kicking game. A very explosive return game. A lot of guys contribute. It's no one-man show. They do a good job in every area, and they got a lot of people that can make plays and contribute. So, a lot to get ready for. Quick week, but we're on to it. And let's get on schedule, get back on schedule here, and get ready to go.
Bill, have you contacted the league about the call at the end of the Carolina game?
We're on to Denver.
I mean,
we're on to Denver.
You were looking for an explanation. Did you get one?
Working on Denver.
What role has Welker had in the Broncos offense? Do they deploy him much differently than you guys did, or is slot to slot to slot?
He's in the slot 90 or more than 90% of the time.
And his effectiveness, and every quarterback is going to use his weapons differently. Have you
seen? Yeah. Peyton uses everybody. I mean, he throws to everybody. And throws the guy that's open. Does a good job of that.
How has, the Broncos offense, changed with Welker now in the mix and then the emergence of the tight end Julius Thomas?
They got a lot of players. They got receivers, they got backs, they got tight ends. They all contribute. They run the ball, they throw it to everybody. Depends on what coverage is in, depends on what play they have called. They get the ball to the guy that has the best matchup. They do a good job of that. Go to anybody.
Schematically, does what they do change much with those kind of guys involved?
Depends on what you do. It depends on how you're playing them. Then they attack how you're playing them.
How have they been in protection for Manning? I know last week he didn't get sacked and pressured a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, they have a well-balanced offense. I mean, they've had a couple plays I'm sure they'd like to have back, just like we all do. But, I mean, they move the ball, they score points. I mean, they're a great offense.
Defensively, with Miller back, has there been a significant change since he's reached?
Well, I mean, he's a good player, sure. But, I mean, no, I don't think they've changed their scheme. They give you a lot of different looks. They have a variety of defenses, different personnel groups, different combinations. They just don't sit in one thing all day.
Do they flip sides with him? And is there a rhyme or reason when they do?
With who?
With Von Miller.
He's lined up in different positions. Mm-hmm. Usually on our right, but not always. I mean, when they're a base defense, he's really a linebacker. So, I mean, then that's really formational.
Given the amount of time Wes was here and the contributions he made and the relationships you guys had, have you had any contact with him since he's left? And what was the overall view of his time here and the way things went?
Yeah, right now we're really just focused on preparing for Denver. I mean, what happened last year, 5 years ago, I mean, I don't think really it's too much impact on anything right now. Just trying to get ready for Denver. He's done a good job for him. He's a good player.
Peyton has said he's felt stronger this year. Have you noticed the difference in the way the ball comes out of his hand this year as opposed to last year?
He looks pretty good. He's looked pretty good every year to me. So that's what he says. I'm sure that's right. He would know better than anybody else.
Just real quick back on Von Miller. how have they, looked and what kind of does he bring to that team since he's returned?
He's a very good player. He's fast. He's explosive. Can rush the passer. Can play the run. Pursues well. He's a guy you got to block on every play. They do different things with him. So, but he's definitely a force out there. He's a good football player.
Bill, are you able to discern any difference in tendencies with John Fox as opposed to Jack Del Rio as the head coach? And is that something you ever have to take into account?
I think what they do is pretty more determined by the game, who they're playing, what that team does, how they want to attack them. I mean, I don't know who all, what's that, how much of that's John, how much of it's Jack, how much of it's, you know, I don't know the inner workings of that, but they don't play everybody the same. They play them differently depending on what, how they want to play them. But, I mean, for whatever reason, they decide to do what they do in that game. So who decides what, how much input who has, or all, you know, I have no idea. Talk to them about that, but it's, you know, definitely changes.
Coach, will the injuries in your defensive backfield limit what you're able to do against Peyton Manning, how creative you're going to be able to get?
We'll do what we think is best for the game, regardless.
Bill, you talked about the different weapons that Peyton has to throw to. How taxing is that on a secondary, and what are some of the things that, not just the secondary, but the defense, is going to have to do to have some success against their
back? You got to play good team defense. I mean, that's all there is to it. It's just not, you don't take one guy away in this, in their offense. They've got a lot of weapons. They execute very well. Peyton does a tremendous job of getting in good plays, making good decisions, taking what's there, what the defense allows you to have. And he's very, very accurate with the ball. So everybody's just going to have to do their job. You can't just shut down one guy and think that'll even come anywhere close to stopping it. They got way too many other people that'll kill you.
Given the vast number of guys that they have, did you, during the bye week, start allocating some time to what they're doing with all these different guys as well, for the preparation?
Well, I mean, we saw them last year. We saw them in the bye week last year in preparation for the playoffs. You know, we saw him in the off season. We see him this year. I mean, so there's plenty of information on him. I mean, I don't think that's really the issue.
How do you simulate all their weapons in practice?
We put our players out there and we run their plays, and we run them the way we think they'll run based on what we happen to defensively, what we happen to have called on that play.
Just
like we normally would do.
But are there certain plays you'd use to simulate a certain player on your offense?
Of course, yeah. We take our players on the scout team and we put them in positions that are approximate what they have or what they do. Receivers play receiver. The tight ends play tight ends. Backs play backs. Sometimes you have a certain receivers, you know, have certain, simulate certain guys depending on the team you're playing. Sometimes you don't. I mean, depending, you know. But whatever it is, you try to put, you know, the best look you can out there. Same thing on defense. Somebody plays Von Miller. Somebody plays Wolf. Somebody plays Trevathan. Somebody plays, you know, I mean, that's guys that are key guys for you offensively or defensively. Make sure you identify them. If it affects your alignment or adjustments that you're making or that kind of thing, then you know, specifically tag those guys so that your team can see, you know, where's so-and-so, where's the safety, where's the tight end, where's the, you know, whatever key players you happen to have in your game plan that you need to either be aware of or that cause you to make some type of adjustment that you want to make sure the defense can recognize it.
Bill, your final question. Hillman and Marino are both averaging over 40 yards a carry. What kind of season are they having, and how important is it to not forget about their running game when obviously you're talking about defending Peyton?
Yeah, well, the backs are a key part of the offense, period. They're important in the running game. They're important in the passing game. They use them on, screens, routes out of the backfield, flat routes, wheel routes. They catch the ball. They run with it. So, I'd say pretty much wherever the defense looks vulnerable, they'll attack you with whichever players they want to attack with. And they got a lot of them. But, yeah, I mean, those guys have done a good job. They're both explosive players. Running game and passing game. It's definitely got to, you know, you got to do a good job on them. Got to do a good job on the receivers. Got to do a good job on the tight ends. All factor. Okay. All right. Thanks.